Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for chiming in and listening to Tando Radio Show today. That today is Tuesday, May the 31st, 2016 is the last day of May. Man, 6 months into the year starts in a couple of hours. Man, time is really, really going by quickly. So, just want to thank you all for checking in today. Hopefully, you all had a great weekend and looking forward to today's show. We do have a live show for you today. As you already know, it's May the 31st of 2016. Looking forward to bringing you a live show. But before we do that, everyone, let's jump into the business at hand. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And how can you do that? You can do that via the crowdfunding campaign that's going on right now as we speak. You can actually donate and assist the overall network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Because your energy, and you can transfer your financial capabilities into energy for the network so it can continue to do what it's been doing. So if you would like to do that, you can go to the webpage, the website for blacktalkradionetwork.com and look at the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's going on. And you can start to contribute right there online, and you can make your donations and contributions right there online, or you can do it by the following. Now, here it is what you can do. Option one is to make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check and money order and making it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. And that is make your checks or money orders payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And this is a way you can make your donations for all three options. Now, with that option of $24.99 or less, all donations and contributions are very much so appreciated, and we thank you for it sincerely. So now, you will receive for that contribution a monthly statistic performance report of the radio station and social media operations via the emails. Next option, option number two, for just one penny more, for just one penny more, you can contribute or donate $25. In addition to receiving the monthly email report, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like two t-shirts, they come in increments of $25 contributions or donations that you make. So if you would like two t-shirts, you need to actually contribute $50. Three t-shirts would be $75. Four t-shirts would be $100. So, and you can also make sure that you give the appropriate size for each t-shirt that you are looking to actually acquire, so that there will be no mistakes there. Okay, so now, next option, option number three, is a monthly contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the free t-shirt of the Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the network in at the appropriate times that they will be giving the different gifts. So this is something that you can do now and support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network, so this can continue to grow and we can reach the bounds that are so necessary for us to reach. So check out the overall crowdfunding campaign. Engage in it. Engage, engage, engage. So this was something that is so, so important for us all to do. My man Dallas, Nate Webb, hardly ever sends a message, and I can't get his message to pop up to post it inside of Pando, but we'll talk about that in a minute. My man Dallas, it was a story that we covered earlier, but just to let you know, Dallas, I didn't forget you. I'm going to put it in there as soon as I get it. So, everyone, speaking of Facebook, go over to our Facebook page and check out while we're still there. Check out some of the articles that we posted there. And while you're doing that, also, there are some items that you can actually engage in, or some support also that you can give to businesses that have structured their whole business around some of your needs. We have a business that is a seasoning company called Uncle Fats, and this company has designed and put together a great, great tasting seasoning. It has all natural ingredients for your natural body and minerals. This is so that our bodies can start to operate in the way that they were designed to operate. So get Uncle Fats. The stuff I use it myself is great. Get Uncle Fats, and you can receive information on it at getunclefats@gmail.com. It's getunclefats@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in converting your cash into real money, which you should be doing from everything that's going on in the world, and we're going to check out some of those things today, then you can go to Prosperity Mint and purchase some of the precious metals that are there. But if you have any questions, and I would always say before you purchase, they'll give me a call or text me at 951-790-8330. Before you do that, before you purchase, you have any questions, give me a call or text me, and I will respond to that. And just put interested in Prosperity Mint, and I will call you back directly. Very important that you do that. Okay, so those are some of the businesses that we are highlighting there. But let's check out some, let me move this down. Let's check out some of the articles that happened over the weekend, some of the things that we were posted. Didn't have a lot of time to post today. Man, my schedule is like crazy, crazy, but I'm just so happy to be here with you all. But I was able to actually post some things over the weekend. And so let's get into some of those things. Let me just pull it up real quickly so that we are all on the same page. And check out what some of the things that are in Tando that are significant, which we should be aware of. So we're having major thunderstorms here where I am, so I wouldn't be surprised if my internet goes down at some time during the show today. It's just part of, you know, when you relocate different places, the weather that comes along with it. The beauty of the weather. So dealing with that right now as we speak, and this is why some things are moving so slow for me right now. So just going to hopefully we'll be able to get to some of these articles, okay? Making some headway here. All right, so over the weekend, I posted some articles that I thought were really, really important, and I didn't get to post what today's show is going to be about. What we're going to do is we're going to pick up on Venezuela, because this is critical, because I believe that today Venezuela, tomorrow the United States. Definitely that is something that I firmly believe is going to happen. So that's what we're going to engage in today. But before we do that, let me pull back to some of the articles that we posted over the weekend that are very, very important. Okay, article number one. Uh-oh, and this one came from scmp.com. Don't listen to the ruling elite. The world economy is in real trouble. Check out that article. Very, very true. A lot of you checked it out, this is a real significant thing. They're telling you everything before it starts to unfold. Next article comes from Wyden.Senate.gov, and this one's Wyden opposes 2017 Intelligence Authorization Act that expands governmental surveillance. And so check out this article that's there. And this was the expansion of the Intelligence Authorization Act. Let me tell you, everything is really unfolding in the way that we've been talking about so much here on Tando, because we want you to be prepared, because what is here and is happening, we must understand this. The general organization of the individuals, living entities, and human beings that want to disturb, enslave, deceive, keep other people and resources and living entities in bondage, they have an organizational plan. And in their organizational plan, even though they don't like each other, they can't stand each other, they understand in order for them to be able to continue in the direction that they have established by their free will, that there needs to be some cooperation and organization among them. And they are much more organized, they are much more committed, and they are much more in position to maintain their overall control and deception and control over the general population, because the people aren't. Yes, the people can actually stop anything and all the things that are going on. Yes, they can. But see, the thing is that the people have not come together under the same pretense that the manipulators have come under to actually do it. Their organization is far better. It's more ancient. It is in a better position. It is fully funded and fully committed to, even through the hate and the discord that they feel towards each other. The general population of the world has not come together under a organized term yet. And because of that, the very few individuals, living entities, control the masses of people here on Earth. Because they choose to use their free will to enslave everyone. The overall general population has not evolved or has not taken up the cause to be free collectively, or has not organized in a way to do it. It's the only reason why it has not changed. And until the people do, I'm going to tell you, until the people do decide, the agenda of the controlling manipulators will be adhered to. It will happen. It will happen. And it will happen until there is something stronger, more organized, and greater than what they have projected in the, as far as energy and commitment. And that, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, is the pure facts of it all. And until that happens, we will continue to see what is going to happen. I mean, we will continue to see what we've known throughout our lives as the bondage and enslavement that we've known, that will continue. And let me tell you something. They don't just do it by one way. They're multifaceted in their overall approach. And this is why we as people can't do it one way. We have to be multifaceted in the same approach to first dismantle, then to reestablish something that replaces the system of control, the enslavement system. This is why. And I say this because the overall agenda and the overall direction of things is business as usual. Yes, people are waking up. Yes, people are. But the thing that the people need to do more than just wake up is get up. Waking up is fine. It's a part. But getting up and doing something different is far more greater, and it requires more commitment. It requires that we start to organize, and you start to organize. Stop waiting for leaders, because that's the system controlling you. Leaders put you on a leash and they walk you where they want you to go. They'll walk you, run you, make you crawl, make you slither. However the choice is that they choose, this is why that lead has to be broken, and it has to be a collective agenda of the people. So, in my estimation, in looking at things that's going on in the world, looks like the overall organization of the malevolent agenda is superseding. And I'm just going to call it how I see it, the reality of it all. The reality of it all. Because until everybody gets past waking up and starts getting up and changing the direction by injecting energy in a different form and in a different way, this ship will continue to go towards the icebergs. Not just one. They have plenty of them out there. And we will continue to strike them. So, I want to get back to the articles. Here we go. Another article. And this one is from the sake.is. How Russia is preparing for World War III. The Vineyard of the Sake. Now, I would say it's not World War III at all. I have coined it as GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. So check out that article. Real good one. Then, major, over the weekend, while in Greece, Vladimir Putin warns he'll retaliate against NATO missiles. Russian Vladimir Putin said Russia will retaliate against the placement of U.S. missiles. Need to check this out. The Baltic states, South Sea of China, all of this is a part of the depopulation agenda as we move towards global nuclear war one. It is happening. Why? Because so many of us allow it to. So check that out. Next article comes from Russia Insider. Russia won't be treaded on. That's the problem. Next article. Man, this is it's a good one. From the anti-media. Three disgusting reasons why you should never trust food labels. And it has a big old pig there. Old pig face. I like to say the mutant of human beings. Why they use so many of them in so many different things medically. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from medicaldaily.com. Growing up in poverty changes the brain. Poverty can lead to biological changes in the brain of teenagers, who in turn can lead to depression symptoms, which in turn can lead to depressive symptoms. No joke. We've known that for a very long time. So check out that article. And I'm and I think that this is all a part of the overall manipulative control that is being set forth. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. military convoy enters the Czech Republic for saber strike drills. Next article comes from RT. Silencing America as it prepares for war. Check out that article. Next article. Oh man, this one is, you know, is where we really are. And this is part of the demonic entities and ritual that are more committed, more organized, and more focused than the happy Joe lucky guy on the street corner that thinks everything is fine in the world. And it isn't, my friend. We are being utterly destroyed and murdered on all fronts. Most people don't die of natural causes today. They're actually murdered by the system itself. So check out this article from Sputnik. California Satanists ready to top security ritual acts for 6/6/16. On June the 6th, the Satanic Temple of Los Angeles will travel to a nearby Lancaster, California. And this is, let me give you an idea. This is out in the middle of the desert, out by Edwards Air Force Base. I mean, out by, you know, where they do a lot of military testing, and it's out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. And this article is, all I could do is just shake my head. To each his own, but everyone's freedom ends where someone else's begin. See, but these entities are more organized than the general population. Even those people that go to churches, all the, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how the facade of progression is pushed religiously. And it's the truth. And one of the things that I think that we really need to look at in this overall religious practice, it's amazing how a business can stay open, can actually be open for one day out the week, but survive for so many years on just a couple of hours on a weekend. While everybody else in business is struggling to make it, working their butts off. We need to really start to look at some things and some institutions for what they really do provide. And it's just amazing how that happens. So read between the lines on that one. Yes, there are some good places, but we need to really look at the totality of it all, and the totality of it all supersedes the minimal gains that are made. And compared to the mountains of destruction that are laid, the mounts of destructions that are laid. It's you know, you look at, you know, Warren Valentine used to say, you know, you always know where you in the hood when you see liquor store and church, liquor store and church, liquor store and church. And I would ask you, what's up with that? It's the only business that only has to be open for one day a week for a couple of hours. And they do masterful buildings and everything else. Who's being really served there? So, didn't want to go off on that. But next article. If you like to talk to me on it, definitely. I would love to engage with you. You can call us. Call me at any time. Call me anytime at the overall line. Uh-oh, don't tell me we lost. Hopefully we didn't lose the feed. Yep, I did. So give us a call at Tando Radio Show. I'm going to log back in because I won't be able to see if anyone calls right now. Just give me a second. So I can see if we take any calls.
You're good.
So next
right
article.
Now.
We're good. Okay, thanks, Scotty. because I lost the my daggone internet is going probably going to be going out, but luckily my phone is charged. I can still do the show. Okay, so thanks, Scotty. Let me know. I'm going to get back in right now, and I'll be able to tell. Next one. Next article comes from uk.column.org. Child stealing by the state, a social worker speaks. Oh, man. Let me tell you, this is something that no one should have passed up on, because there is so much stuff that's going on, and this is, you know, you see a lot of the organizations that are so-called there to help the children and everything else. No, those are just processing centers. And so many things for the child slavery, and the different horrific things that they have young people to endure, the enslavement that they have of all kinds of enslavements, that being at the actual behest and service of pedophiles and everything, anything that the wildest thing can think of. This is what's being happening to the young generation and young people. Not only them, but the elderly as well. Wow, this is something that everyone should definitely check out. Next article from Reuters. IMF okays new two-year $88 billion flex credit line for Mexico. Why is this so important? I was talking to the trading group that we had a while ago when Christine Lagarde gave a actual interview. And I told the group, did you hear what just happened? Mexico is now in the crosshairs of the IMF. Why? Because Mexico has more resources, almost three times the resources that the United States has. They have far more millionaires and billionaires out of Mexico than the United States has per capita. Mexico now is in the crosshairs of the IMF. Watch what happens to Mexico. They're going to go the same way as Greece and Puerto Rico. They're going to lose their resources due to the credit default that the IMF will surely place them under. I call the IMF, instead of the International Monetary Fund, I call them the International. You can figure out the rest. Next one, next article comes from China Daily. Man, this article, y'all missed a good one on this one. And this is my commentary. See why the war against China and Russia has already been lost. Think about it. In today's America, children and adults are so confused because of the National Foundation was completely corrupt from greed and violence. So much to the point that men are women and women are men, plus some folks are both, while everything is the tear of a clown. Sorry to say, these children alone would crush the entire United States single-handedly. There's an article that was out of China Daily, where children climb up a cliff on a vine ladder to an isolated village at the top of a mountain in order to attend school. 15 children use a ragtag ladder to scale an 800-meter cliff on their way to and from boarding school. This is amazing. If you haven't seen the pictures of this, of these young children, man, I tell you, single-handedly, these young children could run through America. Run through it. Amazing. Check out this article and check out what these young people are doing. Next article. And I said, so it is escalating, as we said it would. Putin anti-missile defense puts Europe in the crosshairs. And this one is a YouTube one. Check out this. This is real, folks. It's coming. This one. What is happening to our world? This was a YouTube video of different things that were happening in the United States. And it started off with the former Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, talking about a new world order. They are so blatant about this whole thing now. Even the so-called people that used to ostracize conspiracy theorists, they, you know, those individuals just just don't talk. You can talk, can't stop you from talking, but no one really should ever even listen to you. Could hear you, but don't listen, because you're not saying anything relevant at all. You are actually a hindrance to people doing more than just waking up, but doing something about what it is that needs to be changed in this world. So check out this YouTube video. Okay, everyone, I'm getting ready to go to a commercial break. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound and hit *61. I'll see you in queue. And hey, do me a favor. If you have some questions or comments, it'd be a great time for you to call into the radio show and have it answered. You know, some of the texts that I get from Eric, they would be great questions on the radio, or calling in and giving those questions. That would be great. It helps a lot of people other than just you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Hopefully, everyone is doing well. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound and hit *61. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. I'm looking forward to talking to you. And it is very, very important that we stay abreast as to what's going on. And not only that, we need to do more than just wake up. We need to get up and get moving and actually change the overall direction of, here it comes, our lives first, then start to change the overall direction collectively, so that the same control. So, you know, and it's amazing how we've been taught that you can't beat City Hall, you can't change things, you can't, someone else has to do that for you because you're not smart enough, you're not in tuned enough, you are not that significant, you can't be that selfish. And see, they do that is also pushed in a lot of people with low self-esteem and everything else, because it serves the agenda of those that find you as the biggest threat in the world, so that you won't move without asking for permission, so that you won't go in a different direction than everyone else, so that you won't ask questions. You will just obey, so that you won't live independently and freely, but as a slave, as choice by man, accepting someone else's and requiring someone else's acceptance of you. Really? Come on, folks. We really need to look at things a whole lot differently. And it's already in you, you just need to bring it out. And we're so afraid of changing the system because we think that there isn't anything else in the world for us to do. This is all I know. Well, maybe it's time for you to learn something different, because what you know is not working at all. It's actually physically killing you, when that is not necessary. So we need to engage. Check this out. Next article comes from, we just wanted to say, check out that the one YouTube video, What is Happening to Our World, the Strain Weekly events. Very, very important. Check that out. A lot of people check that out. A good one. Next one. Military equipment spotted in Kansas rail trains, captured on tape at Intel. And this was at intelhub.com. It wasn't just there. Ooh, excuse me. It was also in California up by Mount Shasta. And it was in all parts of the country. And let me tell you something. The overall positioning of GNW1 is in place, and we are allowing it. The biggest threat to the whole society is not the free will of the few. It is the lack of ambition and the lack of involvement by the many. That is our biggest threat. Our biggest threat, we are our biggest threat, has nothing to do with the individuals, the so-called small interests, ruling interest. That only becomes is a symptom of the real disease, the real destroyer, that being ourselves. We are not living the way that we were designed to live naturally. We live a synthetic character-driven based world. What do I mean by that? So many of us are living in character, outside and absent of our own selves. It's just one of the many things that this destructive nature that we, this synthetic falsehood that we choose to continue to give energy to. Whenever you give energy to, it lives. So check out that article. Next article came from the lamestream media. And this one, you can see what is there. I don't like to push any mainstream media at all, because they all work for the same organizations that are actively engaging to enslave you. So this one, but it's good to actually know what's going on there so that you can read through the line. Greenspan, Western world headed for a state of disaster. Tell you before they do it. So next, article comes from express.co.uk. Scientists claim they can change the beliefs on immigration and God with magnets. I don't, you know, science is able to do a lot of things. One of the things that we need to do is stop depending on and allowing the falsehoods of science to work against us. And that is a huge, huge problem among us all. So check out that article. Next, and this is the last one. Next one, here's proof that the U.S. dollar is insanely overvalued. Between the worldwide decline in commodity prices and a major crisis of confidence in the national government. Check out that article. Just posted that one there. And that's where we are for the weekend. Didn't post that much, but it was plenty enough there, and it was so much, but it was some good stuff we need to know. Basically, we should be preparing, and one of the things in preparing, we should be preparing a new way of living among ourselves individually, and a new acceptance. And I think all of the Tando Radio Show listeners, I thank you and the Black Talk Radio Network, and thank all of you, because you are engaging in that daily and you're growing in that. And that is so beneficial to us individually, as a family, and collectively. It's so important. No longer do you have to be afraid to speak. No longer do you have to be afraid to actually invoke some important things about you. No longer do you have to accept someone else's demands for your reality. We are some of the few that have decided to remove ourselves and to grow in that process of doing something different, to where we're not even removing ourselves from it. We don't even acknowledge it or give any form of energy to it, because it's no longer relevant in our lives. And I think that is a very, very powerful thing. Now we can look at, what is it that we want to create? What is the reality that we want to actually endorse? What is the sustainability that we're willing to nurture now and for the future. And I would always say it should always start and end with first realizing the importance and the power of free will. That is critical. Because your free will is what upholds your freedom that was given to you. And it can only be lost by you. So, we posted a lot of stuff there. But what I want to do is I want to go back to Venezuela and finish this with Venezuela, because this is critical. This is very, very, very important. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this a video again because it was broken. And I want you to really hear what's going on here. And I'm not going to interfere with it like I did last time for commentary. We'll just let it run. And we need to know what's really happening and see what the whole plan is. We should know ourselves so that we will know the enemy that is threatening us, so that the proper defenses can be erected and placed, strategically placed, to protect and to preserve. So let's go to this. I'm going to go to this video from Venezuela. And I want you to really think about it. It's Venezuela today. You're going to see you're going to see Puerto Rico. You're going to see other parts in the world. Cyprus, Greece, all these other places in the world are going to continue to move in this spiral, because this serves the overall purpose of the controlling factors. Believe me, they are all in agreement to enslave you. We must all be in agreement to first being free individually and honor that among ourselves first, then see that as something that's relevant for everyone. And the people that want to do things that are adverse of that, that's fine. But that doesn't mean that they have to control anybody. The only person that they should navigate their course of life for is themselves. Do what you like, but make sure that your freedom ends where someone else begins. So let's check out this and see what's going on in Venezuela and why we should know about this, because believe me, it is critical. Listen, get an idea, have a process, have a thought, start planning, appropriately planning. Do some of your own research. Do not rely on anyone else. Don't rely on me or anybody else that comes on the radio. Get up and do something. Do some of your own research. Invoke some of your own planning, because it's only you that will be able to prevent your family from going through some of the adverse times that the agenda is pushing towards, in a position of disadvantage. If you choose to be in that position, just do nothing at all. Oh, it won't escape you. It will find you. But if you want to protect yourself, then you will actually find another direction that is more sustainable than what you ever thought. This is the power of it all. So let's check out Venezuela, what's going on there and why this is so important. Here we go. I'm going to start this over.
Is Venezuela on the brink of collapse? The country is facing one of its worst economic crises in years, and a political standoff threatens to bring down the government of Nicolas Maduro. So how has this affected Venezuelans, and what impact will it have on the region? This is Inside Story. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Fuliba Thibault. Bread, medicine, toilet paper, these are just some of the basic necessities Venezuelans are struggling to find. The falling global oil prices have hit the country hard. Public services are disappearing one after the other. American officials are warning the country is on the brink of collapse. President Nicolas Maduro has announced a state of emergency to deal with the economic crisis. He says it's necessary to combat what he calls foreign aggression, which he blames for Venezuela's problems. Government officials say the state of emergency will allow better distribution of resources, but it could also give security forces more power, and critics are also worried about Maduro's threat to seize closed factories. While speaking to a rally of his supporters on Saturday, President Maduro said the vast majority of businessmen in this country are producing and are willing to work. Nobody here is whining. That's why I say whoever wants to sabotage this country should leave this country, and whoever stops factory production to sabotage the people, we should put them in handcuffs and take them to prison. While the political crisis in Venezuela was born out of an economic one, low global oil prices have severely hit its economy, which shrunk by almost 6% last year. And inflation is estimated to be around 180%. That's led to a lot of political pressure on President Maduro. Opinion polls suggest 70% of Venezuelans think he should step down. The opposition won the majority of seats in the National Assembly last December, but since then nearly all of its decisions have been struck down by the Supreme Court. So now almost 2 million people have signed the opposition's petition to force Maduro out of office. So where is Venezuela headed? Let's bring in our guest for today's discussion. In Washington, D.C., Sonia Schott, an independent journalist and political analyst. In Caracas, Daniel Fermin, researcher for the Center of Political Studies at the Andres Bello Catholic University. And in New York, we have Vanessa Neumann, founder and CEO of trade integrity consultancy firm Asymmetrica. Thank you all. Welcome to Inside Story. Daniel, in Caracas, if I can start with you. There are those who say that Venezuela is on the brink of total collapse, economic collapse, political collapse, and social collapse. Would you agree with that assessment? Just how dire is the situation in the country today?
Well, I would agree with that. Venezuela is facing the worst economic crisis in contemporary history. You have profiled the situation very accurately. The long queues to get food and medicine, there's shortages, long lines. It's a very dire situation in Venezuela. We are on the verge of collapse. If we can't already say that we are in collapse, Venezuelan economy is going through a very, very rough crisis, and the people have had enough. Our recent studies show that 86% of the population say the situation is either bad or very bad. And when we ask the people, yes, the situation is bad now, but how do you see the situation in the next 12 months? The Venezuelans answer, over 62% of Venezuelans answer that it will get worse. And over 60% of Venezuelans blame the government directly for the crisis.
Right.
So it is a very accurate assessment.
Just how has the crisis affected the day-to-day life of Venezuelans? You mentioned the long queues. Is this just in certain parts of the country, or is it throughout the entire country where we see these long queues of people lining up for basic necessities like toilet paper?
It is throughout the entire country. The entire country is going through this very complicated situation. Venezuelans in Caracas, in the capital city, we have a very tough time accessing basic necessities, but the people in the interior of the country, in the states, in the province, have it even worse. And we're not just talking about medicine, we're not just talking about basic things such as toilet paper, we're talking about food, and that's where the situation escalates. Because when people feel they can't buy bread, when people feel they can't buy cooking oil, when people feel they can't buy the most basic things to cook with, then the conflict starts to get another tone. And Venezuelans, we have to place our fingers on fingerprint scanners. Sure. In order to buy medicine and food. They tell us that there's controls over your ID number. You can only buy on certain days. You can only buy certain quantities of food. So this all boils down to a model, a political and economic control model that has decimated the economic apparatus, that has decimated national production, expropriating businesses, expropriating the producers of food and basic means, And now that oil prices are down and the government did not have the provision to save for rainy days, now Venezuelans are left with nothing in a country that only produces oil, that imports everything. Our creditors, we have no money to pay them. The country is severely in debt.
Sure.
And the government just lost control of the situation.
So a very dire situation. A very dire situation. Let's hear from our other guests now. Let's hear from Vanessa in New York. Vanessa, this is a country that used to be the most developed nation in Latin America, with the highest consumption rates in the region, the largest oil reserves in the world. How do we get to this point today? How did we get to this economic crisis? How come Venezuela is worse off than any other country in the region? What are the factors that contributed to this crisis?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. When I was a child, you had the Concorde would fly to Venezuela, and they would have TV programs where you had sort of segments that would actually make fun of Americans as being less privileged than Venezuelans. So the contrast from that to this today is shocking. It's basically, the factors are, as Daniel Fermin pointed out, economic control, misappropriation, led by political ideology. A lot of the money was squandered when the oil prices were high, not just in what they call the Misiones, which were poverty reduction programs, but they were poverty reduction programs that were very much tied to political loyalty. They were not set up to be sustainable. They were handouts, and you would sign up and you'd vote. But more importantly than that, a lot of money was squandered in setting up exerting regional control, mm-hmm. Giving money to Bolivia, Argentina, the Kirchner campaign, and a very famous scandal that was called Suitcase Gate, which was also a peddling of influence for Iran toward Argentina on behalf of Argentina. And there was lots of money given away to build roads in other countries. And there's also a tremendous amount of corruption. I mean, sure. The kleptocracy is mind-blowing. There's at least $80 billion missing that is being sought in Swiss bank accounts that belongs to the regime. And the people know this.
Okay.
And the regime has gotten involved in basically criminalizing and becoming a drug trafficking organization rather than ruling the country and diversifying the economy and developing it the way it should have done.
Okay. Vanessa, thank you for that. Sonia, let's hear your thoughts on the current crisis in Venezuela. There are those who say that the real culprit here of this crisis is Chavismo, the ruling philosophy named for Chavez and carried forward by Nicolas Maduro. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think Chavismo is to blame for the current situation that Venezuela finds itself in?
Well, actually, we have to think about that the Chavismo is 15 years in power right now in Venezuela. But the question right now to point out is that we all know that President Maduro is not going to finish his term. There is no way under the circumstances that President Maduro is going to finish. Now the political game is who is going to replace President Maduro in power. And then we are seeing the two forces, the Chavismo and the opposition leaders, trying to fight and to put their candidates, the opposition leaders or the Chavismo leaders. Mm. I think on the Chavismo side, there is probably candidate which will be the vice president right now, Aristóbal Isturiz. And this is right now what we see the game right now in Caracas.
Okay.
The government is trying to delay the recall referendum process in order to meet the half term of Maduro, mm-hmm. and then to replace Maduro with Aristóbal Isturiz. And that's the opposition is having is in a hurry.
But the opposition, the opposition, Sonia, has
mm-hmm.
not been successful until now in trying to oust Maduro using legal means. I mean, you say he's not going to finish his term, and I want to ask Daniel in Caracas if he shares that view. Is Maduro really going to go quietly? He seems quite defiant.
He's not going to go quietly. As a matter of fact, what we've seen since the December 6 elections, where the opposition won the National Assembly in a landslide victory, is the whole state, not only the executive power, not only the president, but also the Supreme Tribunal, also the armed forces, closing ranks with the president in setting up obstacles to that political change that Venezuelans expressed as their will on December 6th. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to go quietly. What we've seen now is the opposition trying to call for a referendum to recall mm-hmm. Mr. Maduro's term, mm-hmm. and the obstacles, institutional obstacles, by the National Electoral Council, which is composed of five, they call them five rectors, the authorities. And four of those rectors are openly Chavista. And they are doing a smaller effort to conceal that. And what we see now is a lot of institutional obstacles, as right. I just said. And Maduro's his strategy is trying to get to 2017, because if the referendum, or if a possible referendum, is called after January of 2017, then there wouldn't be a new election to elect a president, but mm-hmm. the vice president, who is now Mr. Arisoulis Touris, as Sonia just said, but it could be anyone the president appoints from now until then would assume office. So Chavismo is betting on a solution where they might lose power, or mm-hmm. Maduro might be recalled, but they, as a party, still conserve okay. the power. And that's the main card they're playing right now.
Vanessa, in New York, what do you make of the opposition's strategy right now? I mean, they have this strategy that they've been trying since they won the National Assembly in December. Is it going to work? And also, the opposition has been calling for foreign political intervention from Mercosur, from the OAS as well. Right. Is that going to happen? And do right. you see Maduro leaving quietly?
First of all, no, I don't see Maduro leaving quietly. And in addition to what Daniel was talking about, we now have a two-day work week. The government offices only work Monday and Tuesday. That is because of the tremendous electricity shortages. There are rolling blackouts throughout the country. That's what they're blaming it on. But, of course, it's pretty handy to also delay the processing of the recall referendum. They got 10 times the votes that they needed. And now the government is saying that they need to go through each and every one of those 1.85 million signatures to verify them and see whether they're accurate. With the two-day work week, that's going to take a very long time and try and delay it. Mm. The thing with the opposition has a number of strategies which won't really work immediately. However, one question is that Maduro, they're saying, is not actually even a Venezuelan, that he was born in Colombia. Mm-hmm. So they're having a bit of their own birther issue, that they want to see his birth certificate.
Right.
President Santos doesn't want to get involved because he's too busy negotiating with the FARC. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to wade into that. The recall referendum, we're hoping will happen this year. But at the way things are going, there might just be a revolt. People are looting. There was looting even over the weekend, right after the state of emergency was declared. Mm-hmm. I've seen video footage, and the people are just taking into shopping malls, and if the military fires on the people, you'll see something akin to the Arab Spring. So this whole concept of the, they're trying to just survive and push the recall referendum until next year.
Yeah.
But there's no food in the supermarkets this week or next week. They go hungry, it's game over for Chavismo.
Daniel, in Caracas, Maduro has tried to blame what he calls foreign aggression for Venezuela's problems. I wonder, does this resonate today still with Venezuelans? Are people convinced by this rhetoric of an external threat, a conspiracy against Venezuela?
It does not resonate. It does not resonate at all. What we've seen in our studies, in our polling, is that the vast majority of Venezuelans blamed the government and the president directly for the situation, for the crisis. And when you start asking about the alternative explanations the government has given, what they call an economic war, or the aggression, or the imperialist agenda, it does not poll, it does not even register with Venezuelans. So it's all seen as excuses, and the state of emergency has little to do with the economic situation. It has more to do with how a government that has lost all popular support, how can they control society, even when they have so much power in the institutions?
Right.
They have lost popular support, and they don't have support of the National Assembly. So what they're left with is repression and the use of military and police force against the people demonstrating on the streets.
So, Sonia, will the government's latest measures, the measures announced by President Maduro, the state of emergency, the occupation of certain plants, do you think that will do anything at all to revive the economy?
No, actually, there is no way that with these measures the economy will be revived in Venezuela. And I think the key point right now is that among...
Okay, I want to hold it there. Got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, as you can see, they're actually describing the United States in so many ways and so many terms, and this is what we need to know. You listen to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to jump in to the last 10 minutes of this, and the phone lines will be open. Definitely jump in on the conversation. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us, you know, hey, you know, what's your take on this whole thing, and what are you doing to assist yourself and your family and the overall general population at hand? You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And what are you hearing about Venezuela? I'm going to talk about some things in Venezuela. Would love to hear from you all. And more importantly, what are some of the things that you think that you should be preparing for, and how should you be preparing? It's one of the things that, you know, a lot of people ask me, David, how to prepare. And I would always look at them and say, you've started by asking, but some of the things that's very important for you as an individual is you have to look at your own self and your capabilities and situations and just start to prepare.
One of the things...
go ahead, Scotty.
Well, one of the things that I picked up from listening to that clip is how dependent people are on being able to purchase things. And
right, Scotty. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I had actually, it was another radio program, and something similar was being brought up about, you know, prepping for emergencies and whatnot. And one of the ladies that was on the panel was talking about, you know, like the grocery store is always going to be open or something like that. If I need food, I know where to go buy a steak. And I was just saying to myself, because I didn't want to argue with her or anything like that, but I was just saying to myself that if anything happens, then you're going to be one of those people in a FEMA camp begging for food.
Right, Scotty. And you know what? Scotty's making a very, very important point that is so critical, is that we have become dependent. How about this? And I'm going to make some people mad. We have come so dependent upon the government itself that we worship it. It has become our gods, our little g gods, and they're demigods in acting. That we have become completely reliant upon them. And you think about it, we ask them to become those gods by bringing everything that troubles us and everything that is a problem to us, we bring to them. And that diminishes the great power in you. We have lost the great arts of how to independently survive. And because of that, now you have to go to what the new plan is, and that's you ways and means, your way of life, providing for someone else's life. But that one lady that was on the panel, I know where the grocery store is. Okay, that's true.
You know, another thing, is people aren't even doing the very least. You know, I live in a rural area, and while, you know, a lot of people own guns around here, everybody has fishing tackle. Just about every house I have ever been to, my cousins, a friend, or something like, they got fishing tackle. You know what I'm saying? That's the very least. At least you know you can pull a catfish out the river and eat that night or something, you know, but you should be having fishing tackle. But the other big thing that stood out to me said Venezuela was a nation of consumers. Who does that sound like?
The U.S., my friend. Yep, Scotty, you picking up on all the things that... If you really listen, hear what Scotty's saying, and really listen to this video, you are being described the United States in the future, what's happening in Venezuela. And you know what, Brother Davis and Sister Davis sent me a video or article this weekend that they had saw, where the overall trucks were being raided on the streets and everything else. And this is the things that you're going to see here. And we're going to talk about that, because that is exactly right. The little things, the fishing gear. Let me tell you something about fishing. You can see it, fishing gear. It's everywhere right now because no one really wants to acquire it. But when things get real, real bad, if you haven't got your fishing tackle and you haven't got the appropriate line and test that you need, if you lose some stuff, while fishing, is going to be difficult to replace it. That means that you're going to have to come up with another art form of trapping fish. Man, it's so much to this that you need to actually know. And let me tell you something about being prepared. You start to realize how strong you are by breaking your addiction to their society. You'll be amazed at the genius that you really are and your capabilities. And then the self-esteem that you will have in yourself, and the way that you will start to now engage in interaction with every living thing around you. You are no longer in fear of anything. A lot of the people that say, you know, I was talking to a group, and they said, it was like, oh, wow, okay, Dave, wow. Now, could we focus on some positive things? No. I said, no, because you've been focusing and you've been in a state of normalcy bias because of that. You never, ever want to face the possibilities because of your fears, because you have done nothing about them. They are not going away. They are only multiplying. You can start to focus on the positive things once you start to do some things to ensure or to make sure that the likelihood of those happening are greater. So I would say we've been focusing on the party, not the positive. Not the positive. We've been focusing on the party too long. Just like Venezuela, they squandered everything. Because that's what the government wanted them to do. It was a trap, and they fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And this is something that you need to know and prepare for so that you won't. It's the truth. It's reality. And see, most people don't understand reality until it hits them. That does not mean that it's not real and it's not coming. It just means that you don't see it yet. And one of the things about a boxer, one of the things about different fights. Most people get knocked out in fights because it's the punch that they didn't see coming. It's the one you don't see coming that floors you and turns out the lights on you. And I always like to say, if you ever had a toothache, what's going to be happening in this country economically is far, far worse with no dentist. And everybody, if you ever had a toothache, or if a filling has ever come out or anything like that, and the nerve has ever been exposed to the elements, or is uncapped, or is unsupported, and a nerve is out, the pain is excruciating. And see, this is the problem that we have. We don't think that it's possible because the system has rocked us to sleep. Yesterday was fine when it wasn't. Tomorrow will be too, and it won't. So let's go back to this, and we're going to get back to some of the things that Scotty said, and you know, surmising this whole thing. Man, fishing tackle is a must. All of our, from my preparedness class, that you got to have fishing tackles. You got to have the ability to track different things. You got to be able to grow different things. Make mistakes now when the cost is not as high as the necessity of you having to make the proper decisions based off of your experience. So let's go back to this.
That among Chavistas, Maduro is not really very popular. That's why they are looking to replace him, but try to manipulate and to gain time in order to replace her by someone in their own file.
So what's going to
and
happen first, then, you think?
Right now.
What's going to happen first, do you think? What's going to happen first? Are we going to see the economy collapse first or Maduro's government collapse first? Which comes first, in your opinion?
Well, I think probably Maduro is going to collapse first. Because the crisis is going to boost out Maduro of power.
Okay. Vanessa, what would be the implications then of a political collapse first, as Sonia says, for the rest of the region, for the neighboring countries, and also of an economic collapse? Because, as we've said, Venezuela was an economic powerhouse. What would an economic and political collapse mean for the rest of the Latin America region?
Well, Colombia in particular is extremely worried. I've been to meetings with the Colombian government, and they're very concerned about a humanitarian crisis. When I was a child, you'd have a bit like the Mexican immigrants or Central American immigrants in the U.S., are sort of the undocumented worker class in the U.S. When I was a child, it was the Colombians were the undocumented worker class in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Under Chavismo, that has reversed completely. So now you already have a lot of Venezuelans who have gone to Colombia, which is a much better socio-political position, and they're concerned that there's just going to be a flooding of Venezuelans into Colombia or even into Brazil, which are the two main borders. So that they're worried.
I got you. Okay, I wanted to hold it there. I'm sorry I said I wouldn't, but I have to. Once again, the same thing that has worked so well before in the past is being replayed. They are going to create a refugee crisis that is going to destabilize South America, which is also going to destabilize all of the Americas. Where else are you seeing that? You're seeing that in Europe. As we speak, you're seeing it throughout the world in different places because it's a strategical play. And you know, this is the thing about bad propaganda. I want to tell you something. This is propaganda to hurt you, because what is this not doing? It's not telling the people that they need to prepare by looking at reality. See, bad propaganda teaches you to be the perfect victim, while information brings out the reality for you to not to become a victim, but to be prepared so that it will pass you by. Or if it doesn't pass you by, it will not have as much of a dramatic effect on you as much. Or at least you know what is happening and you can decide based off of what you think is appropriate at the time instead of responding in emotional fear. This is a whole destabilization program that is going through. This is why they're taking this conversation in the way that it's going. They're not telling the people that they need to prepare and telling them this is what you should be doing, this is how to do it, this is what you need to be learning, and everything else, because they don't care about you doing that at all. They are teaching you how to be the perfect victim. And they do that in so many ways, and they reinforce that in everything, in all of the propaganda, the media propaganda, the mainstream media propaganda, the mainstream media sports, and the mainstream media movies and shows. They actually teach you what you're supposed to do, because this is the same process that they taught you in school, is to obey, in obedience school. And that's what they're doing here. There is no measure of protection or reality that they're telling you how to prevent. They're actually setting you up for the next crisis and the next crisis and the next crisis. You know why? Because they'll just replace the governmental figurehead with somebody else, but the governments will still be in position and power to destroy. These chains of the just-in-time delivery system is being interrupted because it was the one that instituted the just-in-time. It's just going to make sure it's just too late. We are in such a great position here at Black Talk Radio Network and at Tando because regardless of who you are, there was some reality that was brought to you so that you would properly prepare yourself for it. To protect yourself from the sickness, the disease, and the destruction of the werewolf. And what kills a werewolf? My man Mel would say, a silver bullet. My man. This is where we are. So let's go back to this. I'm going to let this play out. Here we go.
So that they're worried about that. I also spoke recently with the senior advisor to the new Argentine president, Mauricio Macri, who said this is going to change. Venezuela is going to change very, very quickly. Suddenly, you think it's not going to end, and then one day it'll be over. Mm. And that Argentina and Macri will support the reconciliation of Venezuela and you know, a peaceful transition. They have already come out and said that not very strongly. They're looking to the Vatican to also broker sort of a peaceful transition,
right,
because the church is still...
Everything all right, Dave?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Can you hear me, Scotty?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it went out. I had stopped it real quick, but it just went out on me. I guess I hit something on my phone. But okay, yeah, everything is cool. All right, I had to stop it there because they said something very important, that they are turning to our organization to bring about peace. They're turning to a long-standing institution that has never been about peace, never will be about peace, and never could be about peace. And this is why you've had this enslavement of humanity that was authorized and sanctioned by these institutions, and the actual raping and the pillaging of children and land and people throughout the world at the hands of these institutions. Oh, you may not like what I'm saying, but you know what? That's because a lot of people don't want to face the truth. The Roman Catholic Church to bring about peace? These are the same government entities and organizations that are destabilizing and dividing the whole world. It's not the everyday Catholic that is the problem. It's the governance of the institution. That very same institution, I don't care how you feel about it because I'm going to bring you the truth. That very same institution that has had mad pedophiles and demonic rituals against children throughout their history. Oh, it wasn't just new when they just had one or two fathers abusing children and molesting children. This was the practice of the governance of it all. It's never not been a part of them. But because of fear, you're afraid to stand up to them and say, no, thank you. We don't want that type of society to no longer be a part of our reality. The Catholic Church, and I'm not targeting just them, it's all of those institutions. They are nothing but a figment of the truth. And until we start to realize these things, until we start to see the union that they have with and the connections that they have with the overall agenda to enslave not just one group, not just two groups, oh, every darn person on this planet. And look at the worship, the demigod worship that they have for individuals. Why do you? This is why they are completely corrupt, and all of the people are corrupted that participate with that without question. Been corrupted, and that is just happens to be the truth. We have a long road to engage in to reclaim our freedom, but it can be taken with one small, quick step of deciding no longer will I be enslaved. I will execute my free will to be free, because that's where it comes from. So let's go back.
A peaceful transition,
right?
Because the church is still very important in Venezuela, and they did that also in Cuba. And maybe under Temer, now that Temer has taken over Brazil, the getting rid of Dilma and the corruption and the scandal is something that resonates with Venezuelans.
Okay.
Who see their own government so corrupted.
What about the United States? What about Washington? How does Washington view this current crisis? Obama hasn't been speaking a lot about it, perhaps out of fear of being accused of meddling in Venezuela's affairs.
Correct.
How concerned are they
Correct.
About what's going on?
Well, they're extremely concerned because they don't want to see a humanitarian crisis. They don't want to see major bloodshed or Venezuela collapse into chaos. Mm. I mean, what is it? What if there is something like an Arab Spring type of revolt? You have a lot of, not only do you have the government and the military, you have also colectivos, which are these criminal gangs that were originally armed as sort of defense forces for the government. You also have just plain old-fashioned criminal gangs that now dominate so much territory. They're
right.
actually referred to in Spanish as areas of peace. So suddenly, if you have a chaos or a total blackout in Venezuela, then you have all these are not only civilians and military and Chavistas in opposition, you also have criminal gangs battling it out. It's a recipe, as we have seen in the Middle East, for chaos.
Right.
So the U.S. is very concerned about it, but they will not intervene because at the moment, unless there's a crisis, because they realize that that's absolutely counterproductive.
But there is a crisis. You say they won't intervene unless there's a crisis, but there is a crisis right now, isn't there?
Unless there's a large humanitarian crisis and violence.
Okay.
Because any intervention now by the U.S. It will just backfire. It plays into the Chavista a narrative that this is some sort of economic war.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the only way I see the U.S. really sending in anything akin to troops or defense or even doing humanitarian drops of food or exfiltration of their own personnel would have to be, or evacuation of Americans would have to be under a riot situation, which, given the frequency of looting, is possibly not that far away.
Let's hear from Daniel now in Caracas. Daniel, the elephant in the room right now is Venezuela's military and the possibility of a coup. Is that a likely scenario, in your opinion?
Well, the military has become the main basis, the main pillar of support of the Chavismo regime. That is very important for everyone to know. What we're seeing, even though Mr. Maduro is a civilian, is basically a military government. Even the military presence in the government, in the regime, has increased. There's more military men and women in key positions of government than with Maduro than there were even with Chavez. So that's important to point out. When people draw these scenarios in which the armed forces take over power in a coup, I think they're skipping a very important fact, that is that the armed forces are already in power.
Mm.
They have been, their prestige, their trust among Venezuelans has decreased sharply. When we see our studies, it shows that only 44% of Venezuelans trust the armed forces. That is a very atypical situation for us. The armed forces is normally among the three, four institutions that Venezuelans used to trust more. And in that line of reasoning, there's a lot of historical baggage of a country that has been ruled by the military in the majority of its history. But now, not only because of violations of human rights, but also because of being linked to drug trafficking at international scale, the armed forces do not have that prestige, and the armed forces are already in government.
Okay.
So I don't see that as a likely scenario. I do see that some people are seeing it even in a light that we might call wishful thinking, but us Venezuelans and civilians and Democrats, we do not want to see that scenario play out. What we want to see, and that is very important for everyone to understand as well, Venezuelans want to resolve this peacefully, democratically, and constitutionally.
Okay.
And it shows in all the studies and it shows in all the polls how Venezuelans truly value the democratic system, and they value the democratic ways and means of
okay.
resolving the crisis, even against a government that has shown that it is not democratic.
Okay, let's hear from Sonia now in Washington. Sonia, we have a tense political environment right now in Venezuela, economic challenges. Where is this country headed, and can this crisis be resolved in a peaceful manner?
Well, I doubt it, because we have reached the peak of the tensions between the government and the opposition. And that's why I don't think there is going to be a peaceful solution unless the government let the democratic mechanism, like the recall referendum, in order to try to bring some changes in the country. So, and I don't see, because the government is trying to delay all the process, the democratic process, and trying to use some force in order to try to manipulate time and means. So I don't see why how this is going to be a peaceful process. This is going to be a tough fight between forces, political forces in Venezuela. And that's why there are some concerns, not just only in the region, but in the U.S. too. So, but this is, like Daniel said, this is something that the Venezuelans have to resolve by themselves.
Okay, a very unpredictable situation. Thank you all for an interesting discussion. Sonia Shaw, Daniel Fermin, and Vanessa Neumann. And thank you as well for watching. You can always watch this program again.
Okay, everyone, so we heard from Venezuela, some portion from the mainstream media, still the mainstream media. One way that you know, because you heard from Washington, the last one, and they went to the lady in Washington, which is nothing more than a spokesperson for Washington, and Washington spoke. Washington wants a civil war that will lead to a regional war in that area, and they are actually influencing that to happen, in my opinion. And it's very easy to see from history itself.
They've been doing that for a while.
Hand. Go ahead, Scotty.
They've been trying to destabilize Venezuela going back to Chavez, and you are exactly right. I mean, the hypocrisy that I was hearing. Now, obviously, I'm not in Venezuela, and I can only depend on, you know, non-traditional news sources, but this hasn't really been on my radar other than listening to, you know, Tando when you've been talking about it. But they talk about the military, the president. He's a civilian, but, you know, the military and all this and that. Well, what do you call the CEO of USA Inc. besides president?
Exactly.
You call him commander-in-chief, don't you? All right?
Yeah.
He's the head of the armed forces. So, I mean, the hypocrisy. Then talking about their military engaged in drug running, possibly, and whatnot. But we can go to YouTube and see U.S. troops guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and now we got a major heroin epidemic here in the States. The DEA cut a deal with the Sinaloa drug cartel. These are facts. This isn't conjecture. These are facts, that have been reported but not, you know, featured on mainstream media. So you were right, man. People, we can pick up information from anywhere, but we have to be careful that we don't believe everything we hear. Like you said, it's important to do our own research.
Yeah, and you know what, Scott is so right. You know, these aren't just reports. These are actual reports that have been substantiated and validated. And the thing about from the drug trade is that they haven't been prosecuted by the people against those that are waging the crimes against humanity. That was exactly what they're doing. And it's one of the things that they engaged in Afghanistan because of the overall money, the cash laundering that they could do, and the overall control of people that they would gain from in the organized crime. Organized crime is not from some people from Italy. It's organized crime comes as a seal, comes as a decree, comes as a signing, and by a law of a government. That's the organized crime that we have today.
Dave, before we
and
go
it's
to
something,
I'm sorry. Before we go to break, one last thing. I almost laughed out loud when they said that Washington, D.C. doesn't want to see a humanitarian crisis. I mean, just about every, I would say 99% of the world humanitarian crisis, the United States helped with.
Right, Scotty. You and I both, when I was here, it was just these moments. But see, this is because we understand what really goes on. And our people, from the drug trade, Venezuela is acting just like the U.S. government, because they are one and the same. They're all in one big fraternity against the general population. Now, we're going to go to commercial break. If you got anything that you would like to add, definitely give us a call. So, so important, because we need to break this down, and we need to see why Venezuela today is the U.S. tomorrow. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. Pound and hit star 61, and we'll bring you right up. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. If you would like to get in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you and on different things, from what you think should be done. Do you see some of these things? Are you preparing for them? Are you ready for these things to actually start to happen, what's happening in Venezuela? And we're going to talk about some of the actual things that Venezuela is going with, some of the things that are happening in Venezuela, and how that is going to cross-pollinate to here in the United States. It already has. It's already started. It is already in motion. And the thing is, now is the time to properly prepare for it. And that is something that you need to do. Now, just before we went to the break, there was something that we heard in the video that I would like to bring out, but I would also love to hear from you, because I think that is something that really, really establishes some great, great dialogue to help people. Do not ever, ever be afraid to express your free will, and do not ever be afraid to express your thoughts, regardless of who it is that would be objective to it. It's so important that you do, because your overall self-determination and your overall sovereignty is what you're invoking. And this is something that we have to learn to re-engage, because it's been in a state of coma for too long. So we got a couple of callers that are in queue. Let's go to them. But before we go to them, I want to just say this. I don't like to keep the callers waiting. If you notice, they were telling you everything what is going to happen, not only in Venezuela, but everywhere. See, they had the Arab Spring is now going to turn into the South American summer, which will lead to the American fall, figuratively and literally.
The U.S. government was behind some of the Arab Spring, especially that where it occurred in Libya.
Right, Scotty. They definitely were. And they spurred that whole thing off to actually get control so that they can start the war program of invading and destroying different countries. And it stopped at Syria, and it stopped at Iran. They were on the list. So, Scotty is absolutely right. And if you know that from what happened in Egypt, and you know what happened in that whole region, it was all set up to fall. And this is where the flashpoints are going to be. The Arab Spring is going to turn into the South American summer, which will lead to the American fall. This is what I see happening. Let's go to some of the callers that we have in queue, because I don't like to keep them waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Tony Hall, known as Brother Jam, calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Jambone, what's going on, bro? How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing wonderful. I just got a few questions. I don't want to take
Time. But hold on, Tony. Hold on, Tony. I just want to say thank you, brother, for some of the articles you send me. You keep things going, and I do really, really appreciate it, because you know I've been on a super, super grind here to prepare, and I haven't been able to dedicate as much time to things. But I just want to thank you for keeping me abreast as to what's going on, too. I truly, truly appreciate you, Tony, for doing that.
Hey, brother, I really appreciate you, too, and all the others in our private group. You know, like they say, we as one, we're not separate entities. We're a one.
That's right.
So as you moving forward, we are we all moving forward, put it that way. But one of my questions is, let's see, this thing going on, I had so much things to say. Okay, yeah, that's what it was. what's going to happen to the imprisonment? When all this stuff takes place,
the what, Tony?
The prison system.
Oh my gosh, the prison system. Whew. Okay. The prison system is going to be the system that you live under completely. The prison system is just a way that they keep slavery going so that you'll accept it. So as they expand it, you won't even recognize that it is actually a part of your daily life. This enslavement has never ever stopped. Slavery has never gone out of business. How could slavery go out of business when it was a huge successful business? There has never been a successful business that has gone out of business. The prison system is going to be expanded. And Scotty said something about it earlier about the lady that didn't know she knows where to go to a supermarket, and he said she's going to end up in a FEMA camp. That's exactly what the expansion of the prison system is going to be. It's the extension of the debtors' prisons. It's the extension of everything else. They are going to, whenever you violate their immoral and lying laws, you will be put on the slave plantation. And believe me, they're going to write so many laws, and they've already written one by executive orders and everything else, saying that they could take you and make you work for them at any time without pay. I don't know if you done notice, everyone, but that is enslavement, because it's done by force and by fear. So the prison system, they're about to open the prison cells. They're about to open the doors at the prison system, but nobody's going to get let go. They're going to flood the prison system out into the regular general population. And believe me, it's going to be so restrictive that you'll understand what I mean, but it'll be in, you'll be actually engaging it. So the prison system is going to expand by leaps and bounds.
Here's another question that's in connection to that. What about this is going to be like for many Christian folk and so forth and Jewish. What about this my kind of theory. More things will be come out in the open. Some people may disagree, like a new world order and the mark of beast and so forth. But in conjunction with what you're saying is, that'll be more to, you could say, to put on people, since they won't be prepared. Not knowing what they ought to have, being without food, water, and other supplies, they would have to carry that mark of the beast. Not for like what you want to call because to purchase anything, it's because of other endeavors, I would say.
You know what, Tony? I'm glad you brought that up. Let me tell you, we have never not been under the mark of the beast. We always have been. They just falsely made us look in a different direction while engaging in the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is nothing more than operating under governmental control. That's the mark of the beast. You can neither buy nor sell without having the permission of the government. And by actually establishing the governmental rule, regardless of if it's moral or immoral, it is never dismantled. It's dismantled, it just grows. This is a beast that you're dealing with, and you've been marked by it. We've all been adversely marked by it. That's because we allow it. So, you know, it's so funny they talk about it, but see, what they like to do is they like to put it in terms to where you can see it. And they'll say you have to have this mark, 666, and all this other stuff is the mark of the beast. That's what they keep telling you. Show you that. And until you have that, then you don't have it. While lo and behold, that beast is marking you every day. Yeah. We have never not. You were actually born under it, and you were actually indoctrinated into it by the societal direction. And that has always been the mark of the beast, because you are a slave to the government. You don't think you are? Disobey their rules and see what happens, even though their rules are immoral and unjust. And see what happens. This is what we have to start to dismantle. We can no longer allow them. We always say this. If we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. And this is what has to be broken, Tony. But go ahead, brother.
Okay, I have two things.
I got two more callers. So make them kind of quick, T. Because we got two more, and I want to make sure we get them in. But you know, I always treasure your calls because they're pointed and very important. But go ahead, brother.
Okay, something about the movie. What's it? Apocalypse. The X-Men. Well, anyway, you know, in our private group, you know, one of them is the precious metal. And anyone that's listening, if you haven't taken Brother Ren's precious metal class, man, you are missing out on a lot of stuff. When we're talking about certain things of like metaphysics, holistic medicine, and everything, so many things go in conjunction to one another. You wouldn't believe. There's so many things to share. But when it was on the tip of the pyramid. It was made out of gold, and a lot of people didn't like, okay, this is a myth and whatever, how this, they just made all this stuff up. Well, these people that made this comic book, a lot of them, you know, they say this came out of their mind. A lot of them do research, and some of these guys even know about precious metals themselves. So being so, you know, how this the tip of the pyramid reacted to the sun, that goes all into like science and metaphysics and so forth. Mm-hmm. We're talking about like transferring instances of a life form into one another. I shared recently some things about the frequencies in like the cellular structure, like when you touch a doorknob, like you can get cold and so forth, but transfer it to another person. But that stuff was deep, man. I really enjoyed that movie. But one last thing. Also, I'd like to say we need to start like some kind of special class about some of the experiences we've been we've been having. I don't know about you, Brother Ren, but you know I've been saying some things I have, but now it's all come to light. Some experiences I've been having, and it's been explained. One brother, he's been having all his life, he could see auras of human beings, but he didn't understand it. Because his mind was so, trapped by what everyone else was thought. And I was telling him, I said, it's been a practice. There's other cultures besides the Hindu culture. I forgot what it's called, but it's a practice to be able to correct person's illnesses by looking at the chakras and the colors of the aura. But
Dr. Hawkins, as you know, thoroughly. And one day we got to have Dr. Hawkins on and to talk about it. You're absolutely right, Jambone. And I appreciate the journey and the path that you've been on, brother, because I actually see the overall connection and the growth that you have made, or what you have come into from your investigation, what you now have been able to substantiate and validate by actually vetting and investigating some things and following the evidence to the truth. And I appreciate you for doing that, and it's priceless. But we got to talk about that more, Jambone, on some of the things that you found. We got to have a show on that also. But hey, Jambone, let me get to some of the other callers. But we're going to definitely do that with you, and then let's put it together, some of the things, because you're absolutely right. It was no mistake that they had that tip being that pyramid being gold. And we already, you know, a lot of us, we understand what's really going on, or we have seen the evidence as to what is trying to be displayed. So much love, much respect there, Brother Jambone.
Same here. Likewise there, Brother Rand. Talk to you soon, my brother.
Okay. Talk to you soon. My man Tony always got some dropping it. Love it. Next, let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from? What is your question or comment?
Peace, man. What's up? It's Mel.
Man, Mel, what kills a werewolf?
That silver bullet, baby.
Wait. Let me tell you. I love when Mel say that silver bullet. What's up, Mel? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Good to speak to you. Good to hear you and Brother Scotty on the airwaves.
Yes, sir.
Real quickly, I wanted to answer. I think Brother Jambone was asking. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not speaking for him, but he was wondering if when it cracks off, that goes into that white elephant law that I was telling you, Scotty, about.
Right.
They will euthanize them. All prisoners will be euthanized, especially federal prisoners. They're going to kill them like dogs. And my wife showed me an article that you had on Tando about, I think it was an ICE agent or something that committed a suicide in New York or something before he wrote a tell-all letter.
He explained all of that.
But,
Dallas was going to repost that. Yeah, it's. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mel. You make some good points.
That article was crazy. It was scary. But with the clip you play with the Venezuelans, what tripped me out was they said how they bragged they were the biggest consumers and they mocked America, like, you know, they Americans ain't living like us. We live in laws in America. And
they never saw it coming. Right. They never saw this coming, nor do the people here. And we're going to get knocked out even worse than them. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you, but go ahead, Mel.
No, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. You know, I'm short, man. I ain't long-winded, bro. That's all.
Yeah.
You could have stopped that clip right there, man. Because I know you're going to get
caught. Yeah. You say, we could have stopped it right there. But yeah, it was a lot in that clip that told you they were actually telling you in Venezuela what's going to happen and how this whole thing is going to be expanded. Why? Because they're doing the exact same practice that they've done in history. They're just repeating it. Why? Because it works so darn well. We better wake up and get up. More than waking up, you need to get up and do something about it. Man, Mel, big, much respect. Give my love to the family, man, and let's stay in contact.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Okay. All right. Peace, brother. Let's go to the next caller. We got two more. Hold on, callers. The two callers we have, I'm going right to you. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from? What is your question and comment?
This is Brother Davis, man. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Brother Davis, what's going on, my friend? How are you? How is Sister Davis?
We are superb, brother. I wanted to give you some insight on tomorrow night's show, but when I was listening to your show this evening, I wanted the people to understand two main things about Venezuela. That most of the population of Venezuela is not being affected because most of it lives in the outlying areas of the larger cities. Those people in the mountains and in the jungles, they're not going to be affected because they're not dealing with that there type of economy out there. They're dealing with what's called a survivalist economy. Their lifestyles are based upon their survival. So really, what's going on in the major cities is not affecting the countries. One. Two, our biggest problem that people are going to have is their own, their fear. That's their biggest problem. And through their fear, they're going to be victimized because they will submit when they can prepare now. That's right. They can prepare now in order to be able to have some sustainability. And understand how I said that, because everybody won't have, be able to sustain themselves completely. But that's all I wanted to add in reference to the night show. Tomorrow night, when you tune me in, a lot of people have been talking to me about different avenues of finding a path. And I was telling them, you're absolutely right. And they were saying, well, why do you concentrate on meditation? I said, because that is the path that I choose. Mm. But I've also said that you have the right to choose your own path. So I'm going to be opening the doors tomorrow night to other paths that are available to choose in order to elevate oneself mentally, physically, and spiritually. But once again, these, regardless of what path you choose, comes with a responsibility. So be prepared to make that choice and follow that path, whatever it is, because you have to understand there's no one tree and there's no one kind of leaf. So there's no one path. And believe me, there's a multiplicity of agencies that keep the universe alive, and all of them really have a gift that is attached to you. And that's one of the brother Mel said about auras, seeing auras and all that sort of thing. If you don't understand how to operate in it, all it's going to do is be something that happens to you that you can't explain. But there's a path to open up your understanding of that too. So I'm going to examine some of those tomorrow night. So be prepared for those of you who have seriously considered other ideas, other ways, other sources. And another thing, what makes gold so valuable is that you can polish it to a shine so bright that if the sun or a light is on it, you cannot look directly at it. That served the purpose. Y'all be blessed, and I look forward to you tomorrow night. And please come with your pens and piece of paper. Peace.
No, without a doubt, such an important part of Tando Radio Show is Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis, and then Sister Davis is coming up with her segment. Oh, I can't wait. That is something that's so needed. Love Davis team. And you know, Brother Davis had hit on so much, but yesterday we definitely have to have our own different there's different paths to, because we are unique people and have been exclusively built to perfection. But we are built to perfection, but we don't work perfectly. That requires us to do that. So this is so important, and it's so true. You know, Brother Davis is talking about people in Venezuela and the outskirts aren't being affected. Absolutely right, because they have to have self-reliance on a daily level. And this is what they will do to them. This is why but they'll be able to respond to it, but this is how they'll affect them. By the people that aren't prepared in a refugee crisis, running into Colombia, running into everything, that's how they destabilize everything. But let me tell you, those hardy people will be prepared for it, because they'll see it coming and they'll have appropriate response. And I'm glad Brother Davis had brought that up, because that's so true. Okay, so let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Ross. Just checking in. How's everything?
Brother Ross, what's going on, my man? How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice again. And, of course, Scotty.
Good, good to hear yours.
Thank you. I had one thing. Mel brought up the prisoners being killed, and I found that very interesting, because when we were studying Katrina and the cows, there was a story where they claimed that they had killed an entire prison full of people during Katrina, and then there was another story in which doctors euthanized an entire hospital full of elderly people. So I wanted to say, it's not just the prisoners they're going to kill. They're going to kill the elderly, anybody who they feel is not useful. Once everything is in full swing, they're going to get rid of them on some mass killing that we've never seen before.
Wait, let me tell you something. He is, man, as always, exactly right. It not only happened in Katrina, it actually happened in all of the wars. It happened in every major. This is a practice that they do. This is not by some disaster. This is by man's hand that they do this. You're absolutely right. And this has been done in practice. You know, not in just one or two incidents. This is the preferred method. And it's a part of the destabilization and depopulation, and more important, is a part of the demonic rituals of murder. And these people's insatiable appetite towards this is not. And not only this, they would also do this to children. So many children get swept up into the child sex slaves and just the child enslavement. Man, you're absolutely right. This is proven. This has been proven. The evidence is overwhelmingly saying that when there is some instability, there is much murder to go around. But go ahead, brother. I don't want to take up any more of your time. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. Also, I was going to say they really fooled us into buying into the system that white supremacy is created, in the sense that if you study like traditional African culture, ancient Egypt, you name it, when you were a farmer in a traditional society, you would have your own set of food that you would grow for your family, and you would contribute or donate a certain percentage to the government, and the government would actually keep stores so that in the event that there was a drought or any sort of destruction of their food supplies, the government always had some sort of stash to give to the people so that they're not hungry. This government's not doing that. It's a white supremacist system, so the whole idea was to stop farmers from keeping portions for themselves and basically giving everything to the government for them to distribute it. So even farmers don't have their own supply of food. There's no stash of food for anyone unless you're thinking ahead of the curve. And it's just.
Wait, because once again, absolutely right. And tell them about how that system of tracking the farmers and the just-in-time delivery system is what controls all of that. So they'll know who's hoarding what. Go ahead, bro. I didn't mean to.
I was going to say absolutely, because that ties into Monsanto and their takeover of farming, in the sense that they give out these seeds to these farmers that produce food that does not produce seeds. So back in the days before Monsanto, a farmer could, you know, grow some oranges, take the seeds from the oranges, and then replant them. Nothing grows with Monsanto. They destroy the land, so the land can only produce Monsanto product, and you're basically trapped begging them for seed, the same way we end up begging them to send food to the grocery store, those of us who are not prepared. And I have one question for you. What happens to the politicians and the people in control of all of this that are orchestrating this when everything hits the fan? So, like, for Maduro in Venezuela, all of these people are part of the system, and like you said, they're one big fraternity. So what happens to them when the collapse takes place?
Man, great question.
Yeah, have they been storing precious metals, or are they just going to be left to the wolves? Like, what would you say, or would you predict is going to happen to these people who are complicit in the destruction of these countries?
Wow, great question. You know, in my opinion, it depends on if they've stayed in good grace with the overall, if they played their role all the way through. Some people sometimes all of a sudden think, you know, they get a sense of morality, and the next thing you know, they're killed. But there, you know, there's different things. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that a lot of these people do is that they will sometimes just steal the overall national wealth and take a portion of it and go live somewhere else where they can't be extradited and find political asylum there and become they're actually getting asylum because they're running from political persecution. Oh, see, they make these laws so that this system continues. Or what the system will do is that they'll sacrifice them for the good of the system. And what they'll do is, let me tell you something, for the different politicians, you know, some of them, some of the political serial killers, you know, Hillary and all of those, you know what they'll do to those people at the appropriate time? Anytime that you make a deal with the devil, you always lose your soul. They'll sacrifice them. They will sacrifice them if they do not, if at any time it serves the interest of the overall system, because they're not going to give up their control. They want to continue to live in the wine, be inebriated in the wine of splendor. They will sacrifice them. It depends on who that individual is. And we've seen some, I'm going to tell you, there were some people that you thought were for the people. They weren't at all. And they get the retirement plan. Some people get on the retirement plan. There's plenty of them around that you've seen that have been on it. Some actually try to get will actually have some form of morality all of a sudden, or they'll say, no, I can't do this. And then they're dealt with. Some of them have nervous breakdowns. Some of them go through all types of different things. Some of them just come in, do what they know, that sell their soul, and then try to walk away and back away. Those are the ones that they love the most, because they keep their mouth shut and everything else. So it's so many different avenues that happen. It depends on what the system wants to do with that individual. So that is what some of the things I've seen. But you know, just to make your point, because I only got one more minute, we got to talk about this again. If this is the executive order that you really need to be cognizant of, what everyone has been talking about here is Executive Order 13603. And it's not just that one, it's a couple of other ones that the current celebrity figurehead has signed into an executive order, which is always, always a overstep and is immoral and illegal at the best. Okay, everyone, I just want to thank all of our callers. Brother, we got to let's catch up tomorrow. Give me a call whenever you get a chance tomorrow. I'm going to have some time where I'm kind of free, but call me because we need to talk about a show and just some other things, okay?
Perfect. Yes, I'll give you a call when I get home from work. Absolutely. We can build on that.
Much love, much respect. Okay. All right, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. That's the end of the show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, give a fortune away. Peace and love, much peace and love. We will prevail. Talk to you
Gold's
soon.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.